We come again before you, Lord God, this evening. We want to talk to you a bit, Lord. We want you to talk to us a bit, Lord. We want to have some fellowship around your word, Lord God, tonight. And we pray, Father, that you come around, Lord God, now and take charge, Father, and talk to your children, Lord. We know there are some people maybe who will be listening in, Lord God. Bless them, Lord God, as you bless us, Father. Bless the present audience, Lord God, and teach, Father, and speak, Father. Correct us, Lord God, and whatever, Father, you deem fit with us, Father. We are all yours now. Take over the service now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray. Amen. 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 Something got me. You can get seated. Something got me in refusing to go. Something got me in Pakistan. something like... I don't know, and sometimes my noses are getting stuffed up. I don't know what the problem is, but that's all right. It's been coming on and off like that. but that's okay. Thank you very much. In fact, I'm very happy to be back home. I've always taken Kenya as home, but now I'm taking this more as home than Kenya. So I really was feeling homesick. I really wanted to come back home. And I'm very thankful to the Lord for bringing me back home. About the trip, I think I will give the trip on Sunday if we have church on Sunday. Seems like we might not. We don't know. But we are talking to Don about that, and we will talk about it when it comes. We don't know how it will be. If it is possible to come, I'll give the report on Sunday. If not, maybe next Sunday. And it's not much. It's just the way I had planned it and I told you. But of course, there's a lot of details to it. When I went to Kenya, the first night was good. The anointing came in a great way, in a great way. And then the second night, I don't know what happened. I think that was on Tuesday. Then when Thursday came, I feel like I really underperformed on the pulpit. I don't know whether it's anointing or I don't know what happened. And I was beat up. I feel like, okay, what is happening? Then on Sunday, before I went to Uganda, that one was bad. But before then, there was a minister's meeting. And the ministers, it was not like usual, the usual way that I do. You know, they ask a question and a quote is there. And they are not. But this time they really conquered me. They really had quotes. And I could not, I don't know why my iPad was not working right. Every time I just touch it, it just brings those quotes. And that day, that Saturday was bad. And the ministers were really on me. And it was bad on me. And I felt so beat up. And then Sunday, I felt like I really underperformed again on Sunday. And I told God, I went back. I didn't even go to greet the people. I went back there. I'm not giving a story, but that's a bit that that looked like bad. And I like saying the way it is. So I went back. I left the pulpit crying. And I went to where we wait for preachers to be called to preach. And I closed the door. I didn't go to agree with the people. I cried. I cried before God. What is happening, Lord? What is happening? And I think that Sunday, I think it was me who thought I didn't do nothing. I think God did whatever he wanted. Because everybody came and told me, we don't want you to speak in English again. You speak this language. You speak Swahili. We don't need interpreter. Interpreter is we really understood what you're saying. I said, what? And there I was crying and telling God, what is happening? Have you left me? What was the need of me coming? if you're not gonna be with me. And I really complained to God and like that. And then I think that was a confirmation that it was not as bad as I thought. Yeah. So when I went to Uganda, because now the following weekend I was in Uganda. When I went to Uganda, I didn't even tip. Because I thought, this is bad, because it's not coming. I'm not saying anything. And in the midst of it, I found out that I was saying things that I didn't know myself. The Lord was teaching us, all of us together. Amen. And I put my phone there. I said, brothers, I didn't know it would come like this. So I started taping. So it's taped halfway. The first time it's taped halfway. And all that time in Uganda, it was marvelous. It was great. I ran things that I've never seen in my life. I've never seen those things. And it was great. But that's just a short of it. I mean, it's a long, long story. And it's a long story. So may God bless you. I'm very happy to be home. And in fact, I really feel this more of a home than Kenya now. I don't know why. I feel like that. I have a church in Vika. I have a church that I've started different places in Kenya. But this feels home. This feels good, brother. This feels good. This feels good. I talked to Sister Esther last night, and I talked to her when I was in Kenya, and they lost their sister. They lost their sister. I think that's the only sister that was remaining. I think there were two, her and her, I think, if I'm not mistaken. And now she passed on. And I think they're still mourning. They're still beat up. And if you can give some condolences, just calling and telling them sorry about that, then that'd be good. My wife told me she didn't know, so I was telling her that I knew when I was in Kenya, because but they don't told me, and I called them. In fact, she wanted me to go there, and that was very close to my coming this way. And I also got low in finances. I felt like I don't want to drive my car because my car needs some repairs if it's gonna go take such a big distance. And I'm sorry that I should have gone there to meet the people. Another thing is I don't know the people. I think I knew the sister, but I don't know the people, his other people, like his children, her children. I don't know them, so. I feel like I was not able to go. And it's about 3 hours' drive from my house. It's about 3 hours' drive. And it's not a smooth drive. The roads in Kenya are not very good. And I feel like I will not be able to go. And then I was getting ready to come this way. So I was not able to go. I felt so bad that I was not able to go. But I give my condolences. And if you can talk to them, it's good. Just comfort them a bit. It was a very close-knit family. Sister Esther's family is a very close-knit family. They take for one another. They were brought up together. They're really one in the family. So when one of them leaves them, they leave a scar. They leave something in their hearts, and it's heavy on them. So pray for them. I think the burial, the funeral is, I think, on tomorrow. It should be tomorrow. It should be tomorrow, the funeral. So in Kenya. She was not able to go. I've not talked to her much, but that time I talked to her. Last night I talked to her. And they're doing good, but they're mourning. So I don't have anything else. Arsenal and Bride did a wedding. I hoped it would happen here. That's what that was my desire. I wanted it to happen here, and now it didn't happen here. And one of the things they wanted their mother to come, and the mother was denied a visa. And but I don't mind doing 3 weddings. Like I think I did, how many did we do? 2 or 3? I think we did about 2 or 3. In about 2, because we wanted to do it when Dawn was there, and I wanted to marry her immediately she arrived. So I married her immediately she arrived in Kenya. We did a wedding, and then we wanted to do another one when Dawn came. Dawn came and married us again, and that's good. He said the vows again, and that's good. And actually, we might do another one here. We might, if I get some money somewhere, we might do another one here, because the mother and the father were not here. So I'd like to do another one here. Then you guys be with us. I mean, like that. They should have done this one and then go in Kenya and do another one. That's what I thought to do. But that didn't happen. When the mother was not able to come, now they decided that they're going to go to Kenya, and they came. They had some problems when they were coming, but finally they arrived. And Joe is enjoying Kenya. Joe loves Kenya. Joe loves Kenya. And Kenya is Rebecca, you go to Kenya, you love it. You love it. Kenya is good. Kenya is different. Kenya is good. Because the people, everybody loves you. Everybody will be there for you. Everybody is like a family. Even those people who you don't know, they'll come and greet you, and they just be free with you like that. Kenya is like that. And everybody is free. Everybody is free with the other. And they don't have boundaries and things like that. And everybody is there. They want to help you somehow. So Joe has really liked it. And the girls are back home. They feel back home. They are meeting there with their old friends. They're very happy. But it was a very short thing because I think Asenath and Joe are coming, I think, tomorrow. They are leaving Kenya tomorrow. Bride and Mida, they are leaving on Sunday. So it was a very short trip, but it was good. It was good. Everybody's saying in Pakistan, they want all of you to go. And they're saying that they are part of us. They're saying that they are part of this church. Uganda, where I went to Guru, they're saying they belong to this church. That's what they're saying. Brother Don, I think, Brother Don, you have the Brother Isaac's number in Uganda. I think he has a letter, an envelope that he put. I told them, if you want to tell the church anything, put it in an envelope. I'll bring it to Brother Don. I'll bring it to the pastor. And the pastor will see what you have written. But they're saying they belong to us in Uganda, Guru. It's not a big church. Very many people were not able to come. And if I knew that, I would have actually transported them from where they were. I was not able to go to the villages where they were. Sometimes that is what Isaac does. And they come. They're almost 15 people. And I told them, I don't care about big groups. I don't care about nothing. I can come for one person. I can come for one person. I don't care. I know it's very expensive just to drive, but one soul is equivalent to 10 worlds. So to me, big congregations or small congregations, it doesn't bother me at all. In Pakistan, there were big congregations. In Kenya, like at the ministers' meeting that we had in Meru, I think we had about 60 of them. 60 of them. And now they started getting a calendar and telling me, brother, tell us, you're not going. What you've said, you've said things that it's like you're seeing things different from what you've been seeing. So we want you to tell us when you come to point the calendar. I will look at the calendar and I could not begin a date. And I was saying I should come before I come back to the U.S. So they want us there. And I think the world is, something is happening. People are hungering for the one. There's a hunger there. I don't know why. They want it. And as I told you last time, it really hits me. It's like a father or a mother. A baby is crying just for something, a bread that you're holding. You cannot deny that. You just give them, is that right? A baby crying, oh, give me, please. Hungering and things like that. So that's the way I feel. And that's why I go the way I go. In Pakistan, when I was refused to enter, when I came back, they told me, if there was a way to come, would you come back? I said, yes. And I'm in Dubai. Any time, just tell me to come back. So we talked with my wife, and we said that we're not going to tell anybody because it looks foolish. You've come back, and I won't come back. So he said, you're not going to tell anybody that I'm going back. So I stayed in the flight so long until I lost a sense of time. I had a sense of days. I didn't know which day. Because I came from Kisumu. I flew to Thika from Kisumu, to Nairobi from Kisumu. And from that time, I stayed in my house that night. And the following day, I was in a flight to Dubai, another 4 or 5 hours to stay there. And then went to Pakistan, and then back. I stayed in the airport, and then back the following day, about 2 days. Then back home. And then back again. It was about maybe 7-8 hours, and then back again in the flight again, and like that. Until I lost what days and things like that. God had a purpose. Amen. And one of the purposes, I thought, this is one of the things that maybe I thought God wanted me to. It was my temptation. It was my temptation. You know, after they worked so hard to get me there and showing me that kind of love and waiting for me and all these things. They did. They worked hard for me to get back there. Then the things that I was taking to them was things that we were to disagree with. And that was my temptation. Am I going to be able to start there after they treat me like that, after all the help they have given me, and tell them the truth? You understand what I mean?
Amen.
And that was my temptation. And I told the brothers, I love you, but I've got to tell you this. Things about marriage and divorce and things like that. And at one time I said, no. They said, no. I said, no, it's the word of God. It's the word of God. And one of them told me, it's not supposed to be preached. I said, no, every word of God has got to be preached. I'm not telling you to marry or not to marry. I don't care. But I'm telling you, this is the truth. This is the truth. You cannot deny God's word. And you cannot say this is going to be preached and this is not going to be preached. We're going to preach the whole word. You take it to the people. Whatever they're going to do with it, it's up to them. And you know something else? You cannot save people. It's the word of God that can save people. You cannot say, I'm not going to give them this because they're gonna fall away. No. If they fall away because of the word, then they don't belong there. So your work is to give it. Give it, and from there, that whatever God is going to do with it, just give it that. So I say some things that... I looked at them at one point. I thought, are they going to allow me to come again? I said, about baptism. One of the things they told me was to serve communion. I said, I'm not going to serve it. Communion. and the night of that fast, before we come to the fast of the year. You know when you jump the year, okay? You come back to the night to 2026. So they told me to serve the communion. I said, I'm not going to do that. After very hard preaching of how we are not in the church ages, now this is the communion. That, you know, all the people had come from different places. They were about maybe about almost 100 people. They were there and they were serving communion, sisters and brothers, and lined up. And they told me to serve that. I said, I'm not going to serve that. And they served it. They talk that language. They served it. And then they asked me why I refused to serve the communion. I said, I don't believe in it. That was very disappointing. I said, I don't believe in it. I've just been saying that Jesus has come. And I read the scripture there that when Jesus comes, we don't take it any longer when he comes. And I'm saying he's come. And I told them, the problem, that was my next sermon. I said, the problem is, you people say and believe that you are believing that he's come. But we people who believe that, who say they have come, they behave like he's not come. That's the problem. People behave like he's not come. Right. So it looks like you're just saying it. You don't believe it. You don't understand it.
Right.
He's come. Right. Jesus Christ has come. You know, there's no two ways about that.
Amen.
And he cannot be that he has come and he has not come.
Right.
It's one way, he's come. So you must behave and live like he's come.
Amen.
And that's the message of the hour. So like that. Let me come to this and I can just go on and on and on. Oh, this is good, this is good. And we had a very, very good time. And there's now a saying there that... instead of saying we disagree, they say, I'm going to buy you a cup of tea. They don't disagree. Because I told them, the first time I went there, I told them, no problem. Even if I didn't come here so that we agree. No, that's not why I preach. I don't preach because we agree. No, I don't care whether we agree or disagree. In fact, disagreeing is okay. I told them, disagreeing is okay. And when you disagree, we are still friends and I'm going to buy you a cup of tea. That's what I said last time. So now that is the saying there that instead of telling somebody you're disagreeing, I'm going to buy you a cup of tea. And we say you're disagreeing. I said, but that's okay. That's okay. I told the brothers, I'm serious on that. There's nothing wrong in disagreeing.
Right.
There's nothing wrong in disagreeing. In fact, I don't want people who are psychophants, who just believe in me. I don't know. I don't want that.
Right.
I want somebody who has a stud. I don't know. I don't want a jellyfish. I want somebody with a spinal cord, with a strong spinal cord, who can say no. You can tell me no. There's only one person who you cannot tell no. That is Brother Branham. You cannot tell Brother Branham no.
That's
because you don't know. Is that right? But anybody else, me, you, or hey, anybody, you can tell them, no, I don't. I'm not seeing the way you're seeing. And that's okay. And when you don't see it like that, and when I know that you don't see it like that, I'll help you that way. Is that right? Or you help me that way. You can throw a quote there. You can pray for me or something like that. And we don't disagree and with hatred. No, we disagree with love. If you disagree, if you don't see the way I see, and you don't take me like your brother, then you need to go to the altar. You have a problem. You need to go to the altar. You have a problem. And this desire to be followed brightly is a wrong desire. Praise be to God. So you follow me, but you follow Christ. Praise be to God. You understand it. You understand what I'm saying. If you don't understand, that's okay. I've been giving that example of Sister Edith. Brother Ron, Sister Edith, I was very happy, very much happy with Sister Edith. And Sister Edith, we were here and I preached something. I was preaching on the spirit. You know, talking about, you know, the body, the soul, and the spirit. And he came out and said, I'd like to see you, Brother Goma. And he got out here and she said, Brother, I've been following you very well and you've been coming very well, but now you're confusing me. That's what she told me. And the husband tried to tell her, no, I think this is what she means. This is what he means. I think you, sister, you're not getting it. He said, no, he's confusing me. He said this and tried to tell me how I'm confusing her. And then they said, thank you, sister. Thank you. God bless you. And the following things that I brought was clarifications. Two sermons on clarification. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't want to confuse people, right? And when I confuse people and you people don't tell me, then you're doing me wrong. Yeah, that's not my purpose. If you don't understand what I'm saying, let me know. Right. Maybe I'm not even bringing it right. And that will make me go study and pray, is that right? Help me, brothers. I'm a nobody. Remember, I'm a nobody, brothers. I can be wrong. Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah. Anybody can be wrong. So come and let me know where maybe I'm going this way when it's supposed to be going this way. I hope you understand that. So I have this. This is another question that was asked. It was asked in Kenya by a brother. I was preaching, and he came and told me. In fact, his brother, I can say it because he don't care. His brother Wesley. After preaching on that, I think it was on Thursday in my house, in the fellowship, and I was there. He called me and said, can we meet? I said, yes, we can. And Saturday morning, I was supposed to pack. I'm not packed. Saturday morning, we spent almost the whole half of the day together. We met at 8, and I think we left at around 1, around between 12 and 1. That's how we went. And it was about this. So I thought this is interesting a bit because his question was, did you say that the rapture is eternal, is eternity? I said yes, but I didn't know it until that night when I was preaching. So when he asked me, because it was a quote that I read that I saw as I was preaching, I said yes, and I read it again, and I gave him some quotes and he saw it. So. So this is my topic tonight, that rapture is eternity. And maybe, I don't know how I'm going to approach it. I'm also going to, I think it was in English. I think I'm going to approach that. That's the meeting in Dika. I think it's in English. I'm going to upload it on the YouTube and on the groups so that you can. It blesses me. It blessed me. Even this morning, I listened to it and it blessed me. So maybe something there that we can look at. I'm not a preacher that you can even want to hear. But sometimes some things I say, I also don't know them. So I realize it's the Lord who is helping us. So like that, Ephesians 4:30. Okay, that's it. Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby he is sealed unto the day of redemption. The interesting thing is that was the spirit that we were told to go up in the upper house. We were told to go in the upper house by Paul, by Peter, and the rest of them. And by Jesus Christ. Don't go preach until you go up there and you get the Holy Ghost. But that Holy Ghost was a seal. The prophet called it a seal. Holy Ghost is a seal. Now, the most interesting part is they are sealed. Their work is not complete. It's not finished. they are sealed until the day of the redemption. You understand that? Did you get it? You are sealed until the day of redemption. So there's another something that is remaining. So what is redemption? Redemption is bring back.
Amen.
That's redemption. Redemption is simple, bring back. And bring back where? The only place that somebody can be taken is back to Eden. I hope you know that. That's where the fall happened. And that was the perfect thing. That was the perfect thing there. Of course, there's a lot of argument about whether it was not perfect or anything like that. The fact that the devil was there does not mean it was not perfect. Because God can put anything wherever he wants to put it. It was there, but the devil was not disturbing them. It's just like millennium. Millennium, the devil will be there, but he will not disturbing the bride. I hope you get that. He'll be there, but nothing. He'll be doing nothing. The devil will be bound by circumstances. He'll be in a prison. So he was there, and he was not disturbing them until the fall. So that was why Eden was perfect with Adam and Eve. Nothing. There was no sin, no nothing, and everything was there. Praise be to God. They were the children of God. They were sons of God. Now, after the fall, they require to be redeemed, to be brought back to their first condition. I hope you get that. That's redemption, to bring them back to their first condition, to bring them back to Eden, the perfect Eden that it was. Is right? So now here is it. Grieve not. This Holy Ghost that has been given is not being taken back to Eden. Can you get that? You're not getting it, huh? Are you getting it? Yeah. These people were given the Holy Ghost in the upper room. Is that right? They were told go in the upper room. And they came out and they were speaking in tongues and doing everything.
Yeah.
But they were sealed with that Holy Ghost until the day of redemption. That was not enough. They were not redeemed. They were not taken back. By that Holy Ghost, they were not taken back. They were sealed until the day of redemption. By the way, what is sealing? I have what is sealing again there. What the seal means. You know what happens is, in every age, a seal opens from heaven. A seal. A seal is something that was like this. Now it opens. It was sealed. It was sealed. Nobody knew about it. It was sealed in heaven. Now that mystery comes down that has never been known. It comes to a particular person, the messenger of the age. Now that messenger of the age gets that and takes it to the people. Derived from that word, which is actually Jesus Christ, because the word is Jesus Christ, right? Now derived from that word goes to the people and seals them. That's the Holy Ghost of every age. Praise be to God. How do you know that you have the Holy Ghost? Even of every age is by believing and understanding the message of that age. Not any other age, the age that you are living in.
Amen.
Because that is what seals you. You are sealed with that. What is a seal? What is a seal? A seal have three things. And I'll put it there. First is finished work. Why am I saying? That's very confusing. Because I'm saying that is not finished. Even when they were sealed by the Holy Ghost. Even when they were given by the Holy Ghost. Are you getting it? When they were given the Holy Ghost, they were sealed by the Holy Ghost. But yet, they were not finished yet. They were not taken, they were not redeemed yet. They were not taken back to Eden yet. Are you getting that? They were not taken back to Eden yet. But yet, it's a finished work. One of the things that the seal means that is finished work. How? How is it finished work? Look here. Before you are sealed by the Holy Ghost, listen very well. Before you are sealed by the Holy Ghost, the prophet likens that to a box. Is it a box car? Like the box in a railway line? Like a box car. The prophet says, somebody gets in there and inspects and makes sure that everything is in place before a seal is put there. You get that? So why is it a finished work? Because the Holy Ghost came. God came and inspected and found out that this is my son. And he cannot go to hell. She cannot go to hell. She got to be sealed until I come and take him to eternity. Praise be to God. Another meaning of the name of the word seal is ownership. I've filled you with the Holy Ghost. I'm not talking about now. I'm talking about the church ages. In the church ages, people were sealed until now. We are now where redemption is. Praise to God. We have come here in the redemption. But all that time, they were sealed. They were sealed until this day. They were given that Holy Ghost until this day. They were waiting for this day. They were sealed until the day of redemption. I'm going to read a quote here. Praise be to God. Another meaning of the word seal. Sealed by the Holy Ghost or anything. Seal. A seal means ownership. So that Holy Ghost inspected you and found out, this is mine. This is my daughter. This is my son. And she cannot go to hell, though redemption has not come. Redemption is coming, but it's not come. But even now, he cannot go to hell. So whatever happens to her, she is mine. And she cannot go to hell. Where is she going? When she dies, she's going to go to sixth dimension and wait there. And wait there until I come. Forget that. That's what it means. That's the meaning of the Holy Ghost, the seal and the Holy Ghost. Okay. Another thing that it means is, when that seal is put there on you, on any person, like the people of Ruther, like the people of Wesley, like the people of Paul, all those people that were sealed, even in the first church age, when they were sealed, what it means is, they are going to their destination. Where are they going? They are going to their redemption. They are going back to Eden. Praise be to God. They cannot go nowhere. They are going back to Eden. That seal means they are going to their destination. And they have security. They cannot do nothing else. They cannot go to hell. They cannot go nowhere. They are going to their destination. That's what that seal means. The praise be to God. Now. In the book of the Breach, because it's good to, and I'm not going to read everything. I cannot finish this. But if you go to the to where the red part is, we can just let's read that, the whole thing, just that one. And then they are sealed until their eternal destination. Then they are sealed until their eternal destination. There's nothing can ever break that seal. The Bible. You putting your scriptures down, Ephesians 4:30. Said, grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed until the day of your redemption. Hold that word, redemption. Hold that word, the redemption, see? Until the day that the book of redemption has been revealed. When is that? It's when the book was revealed, is right? When the book of seals was revealed, who took it? Jesus, the Lamb, is right? Until that time, when the book is taken, when it has been revealed. And the Redeemer comes. What happens? And the Redeemer comes. Who is the Redeemer? Jesus Christ. That is the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise be to God. The Redeemer comes to claim his possession. Nothing can do it. See, don't grieve it. Nothing can disturb that. It's going to its own destination. Now, all that, all those quotes there, you can go down. Someone can go down until where I have some notes here. See, means you're secure now. I've explained that. You can go read. Ownership, finished work, and sealed, and you're sealed you have a security to your eternal destination. Oh, that is the bridge. I'm not going to read that. In my comments there, are you in my comments now there? All the church ages were sealed until the day of redemption. All the people in the church ages, all the people of God in the church ages were sealed until the day of redemption. They were sealed until now. And the Bible says they cannot be made perfect without us. They were coming unto now. Praise with God. Praise with God. We will not hinder them. But, you know, there will be people here when Jesus comes. And that's another confusion that I had. Because people say, you know, I said in Pakistan and in Kenya, I said that, I gave them the quiz that, in fact, in Uganda, he said, what? What? Because I was reading the quotes that, you must die. And I read some quotes and he said, do you have one? When the brother was sitting down, he said, do you have one for 1960, after 1963? I said, yes. And I read this. He jumped up and said, amen. Like, something. People don't know that. People think that there's some people who are not going to die. Most of the people go to 1 Corinthians 15, verse 50. He says, I'll show you a mystery. We shall not all die. But you shall walk, he says, that scripture. See? So they take that and say, now, you're not interpreter of the scripture. Let's go to the interpreter of the scripture, which is Brother Branham. Let's ask him, does this scripture mean that there are some people who not die? He says, no, everybody will die. And he refers, yeah, exactly. He refers to the Bible. He says, go to the Bible in Hebrews 9, verse 27. He says, every man is appointed to die. Praise be to God. And many other scriptures. Praise be to God. That's the interpreter of the Bible. Every man should die. So that, man, that scripture does not mean that. That scripture means this. Go, read it with the Thessalonians. Thessalonians 4. Is that the second Thessalonians 4? I think first Thessalonians 4. Verse 16. That there shall be people here who are alive and remain when Jesus Christ comes. So we shall not all die by the time, praise be to God, by the time he comes down, there will be people here who shall be alive and remain. In paragraph 111 of the book called Who Is This Melchizedek? He says, if you die, if you are in the air, if you are in the rapture, if he has come and taken you to the rapture, you take your body there, and when you die, praise be to God, when you can die in the rapture, you die in the rapture, you are in the rapture and you die. The rapture does not mean you don't die. When you're in the rapture and you die, you take your theophany. Amen. You go to your theophany. You die. You drop this body and go to your theophany.
That's right.
Praise be to God. Okay. Let's go down there. Now, I think you can understand where they're coming from. About the seal and like that. Now, until the day of redemption now. Okay. This redemption, this is how he redeems people. The next two, three quotes is talking about the way he redeems you. The way he redeems you. And there are three things to redeem before I get there. Maybe I'll do something here. There are three things to redeem. I drew this before I went. And maybe I understand it more now. I understand it more now. When I was drawing that time, in fact, after talking about it so many times, every time I talk about it, more comes. Every time I bring it, in fact, yesterday when I looked at it again, I thought, why did I miss this? Why did I miss something like that? And brothers, we are growing. I don't start here to say that I know nothing. And I was telling people in Pakistan, because by the grace of God, it was not like the ministry meeting like in Kenya. In Pakistan, by the grace of God, they ask me questions, and because, and you don't do that, and I did it. I stood there before all those ministers, and I said, ask any question. I said, if I don't know, I'm going to tell you I don't know, and if you, whatever, I don't care, I will tell you, just ask any question, and by God's grace, all the questions they asked. In fact, one of them wanted to argue. He said, and the people said, don't argue. Said, no, let him argue. I got this. Let him argue. And if you're arguing about this, just come, and I come. I'll give you the quote, and I'll just give me a time to explain. And I'll give you a time to explain your point. And he explained all the point. I said, that's right. This is your point. Okay, let's tackle that. This is your second point. Let's tackle that. This is the third point. And by that time, he sat down. And when I finished, he said, brother, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. He said like that. So God gave me a lot of grace. And they asked me questions, and I answered every one of them, every one of the questions, by God's grace. I'm not bragging, but by God's grace. By God's grace, he did it. One of the questions that he asked, I had gotten out. It was in a certain house. I've never looked at it. I was at a house, and the brothers had gathered there, and I don't know why I got out. I don't know why I got out, and everybody was there, and very, very happy about maybe 12 people or something like that. And I found Izo. Izo is one of the evangelists there. They asked him a question, and he said, no, he told them, let my senior come. He was calling me my senior. My senior come. So he came. So I came and said, brother, they're asking me this. I said, brother, I don't know. I said, what are we going to do? And I said, let me look at it. It's a scripture. I look at it, brother, and they just started talking, and I just sat there and I said, God, now this I don't know what this is. And I read the scripture, and then the scripture again, and about three times. The answer came. I said, I've got the answer now. Praise it, God, praise God. I didn't have it. When I sat down, I didn't have it. When I read it three, four times, the answer came. It's a scripture. That's okay. And quotes came from everywhere. I said, the prophet says this. And I went line for line. And I explained to them. He said, God bless you. God bless you. And when I went outside, I said, brothers, I don't know nothing. I don't know nothing. It's only God who can reveal these things. And I said, I'm a nobody. I don't want anybody to follow me. I want you to follow what the prophet said. Just follow the prophet. And one of the brothers just got his hand around my neck and said, I would like to be like you, brother. I like you. Like who? Like what? No, you be like the prophet, not like me. I like you, brother. You know all these things, and then you start saying you don't know. I said, that's true. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. You know what, brother? If you think you know, you are in for a very big road, brother. You don't know. Do you know what the prophet said? God will continue revealing Himself throughout eternity. And it's just this is a very small thing, brother, I know. It's nothing, brothers. God has so much for us. And every time, if we just stay at His laps, we more and more. Let me come to this. I'm talking about the redemption now, okay? I'm talking about the redemption now. But I'm headed to there. I'm headed to that. The rapture is done. It's done. I'm going to bring that up. The stages of the eternal purpose He had in His secret. Now, if you ever see that statement started popping up. If you look at it, after 1963, 28th July, when He preached, Christ is the mystery of God revealed. And He started talking about that this is the secret that God had before the foundation of the world. Now, this statement is coming very many times. Every time God talks about it, He says, the secret that God had. That was the coming of the Lord. That's the Ladipo. That was the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the stages of the eternal purpose He had in His secret has now been revealed. Notice, there are still. This also helped me very much because there was a big question in Kenya about baptism. That was a big, big, big question that I had to tackle when I went to Kenya. Different groups, even in Meru, about baptism. People don't see that we've gotten out of that. They think that we can still baptize. And I really, really bad on that. People came to my house. One brother was really, really adamant on it. And but you know what? God is good, brothers. You stay there, love them, and then just let them talk. Just let them talk. Even when they are disagreeing, let them talk. And stay calm. Just calm. It's not you. It's Him. If He doesn't reveal it to them, they can fear you. If you make them fear you, they just quiet down. But they're not being helped, is that right? But brother, that brother was really, and the brother told me in Kenya that he really disturbed them with that. He would actually come to the pulpit and preach against all those things that we are saying about not baptizing. But you know, before I left, he just got hold of me. Brother, you don't know, but I love you. He was almost crying, brother. You don't know, brother. I know you don't know, but I love you. But I love you. You don't know what kind of help that you've given me the time that you've been here. Praise be to God. Now, God has those things. God, and I remember, and I thought, this brother, why is it? And I sometimes could even get angry. Why is he not getting it? Why? It's so simple. Why is he not getting it? Why is he not getting it? But something tells me no. No, it cannot be. However simple you think it is, however pain you think you're experiencing it, until God reveals it, someone cannot get it. You can only get it from Him. Praise with God. And now God helped him. Now he's seeing it. But I also studied with him. I studied with him and went to different ways of looking at it. And I found some different ways of looking at it. And one of them is this that I'm talking about tonight, about baptism. Why do we not baptize? This is one of the ways. Because, and my brother, I even talked to my wife when I was in Kenya, and I told them the example that I gave. In Kenya, like when you're coming from here, you go to the road here. You start there, and there's is it called matatu? Isn't mat? We call them mat in young people's language. It's a mat. It's a public transport. So you stop there, and you have a vehicle that takes you to. Which is the road there that at the old gas station that's there that goes to 150? I don't know that. So you might another mat might drop you there. Then you get another one and you go to 150, and then you go to Denver. Okay, another one that goes to Denver. Those are three stages, isn't it? I told him one stage of baptism was that you went there. That is one stage. The other one was that one. Now the other one was that one, and then you reach where? You reach Denver, where you go. We were going to Denver. What we are doing here in redemption, we were going to God. We are going to redemption. We are going to God, is that right? We are going to eternity. We are going to Eden. Why we don't baptize is because we are in Eden. Do you get what I'm saying? No, we don't. Praise God. We don't. Listen, we were going somewhere. We are going to Charlotte, is that right? We are going to Charlotte. There are stages in going to Charlotte. You come from here, is that right? One of the stages was baptism, is that right? Now we are in Charlotte. You cannot tell us to go back to here, to do what here? We already left here. We don't baptize because we are already in Charlotte. Amen. One of the stages to go to Charlotte was whatever you call it, is that right? Was here, is that right? We cannot go back there because we are already in Charlotte. We have gotten what we wanted. What we wanted to achieve by all those stages, we have gotten it. We don't baptize because baptism was a way towards redemption. Is that right? Can you get what I'm saying now? Yeah, we are already there. We are already redeemed. You cannot go there to do what there. You cannot go back there.
Right.
Let me give you an example so that you can get. And I'm going to maybe, I might not even draw. And Michael, I might have just made you get tired for nothing because of time. But look here. The earth, look at the earth. The earth had three stages, right? Just like you. Just like anybody. Just like the church. They had three stages. They had baptism. It was baptized in times of Noah. Is that right? Can you hear that?
Right.
The word was baptized in times of Noah. Because I'm going to read this quote. The prophet is saying that is the way he redeems. That's the way, his way of redemption. Whenever he's redeeming, there are three stages. He said like that. Whether he's redeeming you, redeeming the church, redeeming the world. He has three stages. He says now, when he redeems the world, he took the world and baptized it. Can you get that?
Amen.
Baptized it. Then from there, after baptizing the world, then he went there and baptized and dropped the blood, is that right? On it. Now, from there, after dropping the blood, the next stage is millennium, is that right? What is he getting to? Where is he going? Where is he going to with this? He's going to the redeeming the world. What is it? When is the world redeemed? New earth and new heaven. Praise be to God. In new earth and new heaven, you don't talk about baptism.
Right.
It's finished. It's over there. It's done. Praise be to God. Whatever was not baptized or not baptized or whatever, that does not matter at all now. Because now we are where we were going in. Whether you're free, maybe you didn't go to that stage or whatever. However you come, now you're here. Can you get that? You cannot tell me to go back to baptism. You cannot tell me to go back to the blood. That's another issue. That's another zone issue. Telling them that there's nothing about blood now.
Right.
That is gone also. About the water baptism, about blood, about all that is gone. Where are we now? We are here. We have already reached.
Amen.
We don't need those things.
That's right.
That one, I've never seen it until this trip. I've very many ways to say there's no baptism. But I've never seen that way. We are not. Why are you telling me to go back?
Right.
And that really helped people. But because here you cannot understand. When you're coming from my house, brother, you go to the road. You know that. You go to the road there. You get a mat. Is that right? You go to BAT. Is that right? That's another stage. Now from there you go to the Juakari or whatever they call it. And from there to town. Is that right? All those stages. This is baptism. This is sanctification. This is baptism of the Holy Ghost. And you are in town. You cannot now tell me to go back to Kamenu. For what? That didn't help them. But you know what? I was running with them. I've never seen it before. So these things are very good. But anyways. Now, he had in his secret, has now been revealed. Now, notice. Now, he says, what time is it? Oh. We can close, brothers. I can teach this later. Let me finish this quote. Okay. Let me finish this quote. this is too much. I didn't know that that's too much, but okay, now. The stages, okay. He redeems the people in three stages. Now look, first is justification. Now, there are three things to redeem. There's you to be redeemed. That is Adam. Adam is his son. He fell. There's Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve is the church. Adam and Eve is the church. Okay? Then there is the earth. There's the earth. This fell because he fell. So this must be raised first. Must be redeemed first. Because if he raises this and redeems this, he's going to fall again. According to the prophet, this fell. Everything, the lions and everything else, fell because he fell. So the first person to be raised up, to be redeemed, is Adam. And he redeems, the prophet is here, he redeems by first, justification. Is that right? Justification. That is baptism. Repent and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's right. That's justification. Now, that's how one is redeemed. Now, he goes to sanctification. Sanctification. That is the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Is that right? The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And don't say water of the word. No. This is not a water of the word. This is water. You repent and be, that's what he says. You repent and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That's right. But that's a step. Now next is the what? This is the bread. This is what? Baptism of the Holy Ghost. Baptism of the Holy Ghost. And I'm not talking about the baptism that he says you can baptize. Listen very carefully because people get confused here. You can be baptized 24/7 and you go die and go to hell. I'm not talking about that because that is not really baptism. What happens is just anointing upon your spirit and your flesh and things like that. I'm talking about real baptism, a seal that you are sealed by until the day of redemption. That's what happens here. Praise be to God. Baptism of the Holy Ghost. Of the Holy Ghost. Now next, there's another thing there. There's another thing. That's what I'm calling. You read it. He says, he does that. He wipes. I'll come with it. Maybe slowly, and explain each one. What each one does is God taking this cup. He takes this cup. He takes it from whatever, and he comes and washes it. He washes it. Then here he burns it. He gets hot water and burns all the germs in it. Then from there, he can use it. Using it is indwelling. He indwells you. That is why he was doing all that, to indwell you. That is what he does. Okay? Now that is that. Now, that is what he does to the church. And when you hear the church, it's a church. He does to the church. That is, churches is God. Listen. Churches is God saving his church. Salvation to his church. To his Adam and Eve. The church, not Adam alone. Not you alone now. At the church, the whole group. That is the church ages. Paul, that's the church ages. He says, that's why he says, Ruther is church. Praise God, is church. Ruther, Wesley, Brother Branham. Here we don't know what to say, Brother Branham. Is Brother Branham? Right. People don't say that. This is Brother Branham. Brother Branham. And there was a brother who told me, no. This Pentecost was the was the one-eyed man. Oh, no brothers, no. This is Brother Branham. Right. Brother, we don't have 8 messages. We have 7.
That's right.
We have seven. We have Paul to Brother Branham. Anything here, then there are very many people here in between. People that were good, but they're not messengers. Even that one-eyed man was not a messenger. Listen, he was not a messenger. He was a preacher. He's one of the great preachers, yes. And we have had them. I can name some of them. Branham. From where do we go? Let's approach it. Okay. He redeems the people in three stages now. First, justification, like Luther preached. Second, sanctification, like Wesley preached. Third, baptism of the Holy Ghost. This is baptism of the Holy Ghost. This is baptism of the Holy Ghost. Baptism of the Holy Ghost. Is that it? That's the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Sorry. That's the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Listen. That is who is the minister. That's a right. He says, and then goes to where? To the rapture.
Amen.
There's nothing else. After Brother Branham, when he says rapture is finished, rapture is finished, Brother Branham is finished, when he says like that, you don't go nowhere else. When he says, you cannot preach Luther, you cannot preach Wesley, you cannot preach Brother Branham,
right.
We are plumb beyond that. What he means is, we are here in the rapture.
Amen.
I don't have time. The next quote is very plain. It's very plain. That rapture is eternity. But this world, the world is behind. In steps of redemption, is behind. The world is behind. Praise be to God. Because he says that is Noah. He says that is Noah. That is Noah. Then he says here, that's Noah. Okay, I don't know where I'm writing right. That is Noah. Then that is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ and his blood on it. Then that is sanctification. Then he says that is millennium, that is millennium, and cleansing it with fire here at the end, the lake of fire and things like that at the end here, after the end of the millennium, for God to dwell in new heaven and new earth, new heaven and new earth, new heaven and new earth. Our is cleansed, right? So it's like that. And we can hold it there. Okay. So, but what I'm saying is, this is where I'm heading to, and maybe I will not get there. Maybe the next quote might explain it better, but it could dwell in the human heart, or like that. This is what, but this is it. This rapture is eternal. This is eternity. The prophet calls this eternity. He says, where do we go? He said, after Brother Branham, after the seventh, I have some quotes on that. It's there. You can read it. After the seventh, we go where? We go, he says, where do we go? To eternity. After the seventh, we go where? Where does the church go? To eternity. Rapture is eternal. Rapture is eternity.
Amen.
Praise God. He says, we don't go, it's not a station. And he says, here, when we get here in the rapture, here we don't come in with ratios or things that we can do. No. In fact, let me say this, brothers. This is my point. Here, when we come here, we don't even come. How are we coming? How are we coming in the church ages? We were coming, repent and be baptized in the name. That's the door that we are getting in, is right? Now here we don't come. Because now here, the quote reads like this. Here we come. And I'm saying, here we don't come. You read it. He says, here we come by predestination. What is predestination? Predestination is because God chose you. It's not that you come. You don't come. Are you getting what I'm saying? I think you're not getting. Although the quote says, here you come by predestination, you understand the word predestination. What is predestination? Predestination is he chose you. Do you get that? So you don't come. You can't come here. Yeah, you can't come. It's him who picks you. He picks you, and he picks only that is his. You don't come here. You don't. When you get here, brother, you don't come. There's nothing you do. That's why he says there's no issues. There's no nothing, because where we have come to where we were going.
Right.
I wanted to read another quote there down there. He says the last member has come. When we are here, the last member has come.
Right.
There's another quote like that. Praise God. There's eternity. We have come to eternity. I also wanted to explain, maybe when I get time, what is this that we are saying is come? What is this that is there? Because not this body. The real you.
Right.
Your soul and spirit are here. They are completely redeemed. That is where they were being sealed unto. Can you get what I'm saying?
Amen.
Don't grieve the Holy Ghost. That's a scripture for the church ages, not now. Praise be to God. Until whereby you are sealed until now, until here. You have reached. You have gone where you are going. This is eternity. You have come to the eternity. Here, everybody is redeemed. There's nobody here who is not redeemed. Listen.
Right.
The bride is redeemed.
Amen.
You're talking about a baby. He's not. No, he's redeemed. The baby is redeemed. Because there's nothing like waiting for him. This Michael has come out. We are not waiting for what we... I think I'm going to... Can somebody do it for me? I'm finishing, brothers. Here we are not waiting for Aspen or Gabe to come and repent and be. We are not waiting for that. He's already the last member has come.
Amen.
The last member has been redeemed. Why? We're in eternity. Rapture is eternity. That's where we were going. That's where the bride was going. That's where Adam and Eve were going. They are back in Eden. How? Let's move. Praise God. He did it, brother. He said, when he came, listen, when he came for the rapture, he had three things. He said, to do what? To reveal to her. To reveal to this bride that's presented that she is him. Like he did in Christ, he does it now in her. He reveals him, God from heaven, reveals to her who she is and who he is in the relationship. We are, me and you, we are one. She realizes, the bride realizes that. When the bride realizes that, the next thing is he has preeminence. He now is ruled. He now becomes a prisoner. What is that? That's a rapture. What is it? What is rapture? By the way, what's rapture? You know, rapture is so simple. People complicate it. This is rapture. It's caught up. You people know English than I do. It's caught up. Why didn't you come, Michael? Because I was caught up with the work. It's simple English.
Right.
Amen. Senior calling Michael. Michael, where are you? What is that? I'm caught up with the work. I'll call you. Even cannot talk very much. You're caught up. That's right. You are caught up with him.
Amen.
You are caught up with him so much. You are prisoner to him. Is that right?
That's right.
There's a rapture. That's what rapture is. You promise it? We don't even have the word rapture in the Bible. What do we have? We have the word caught up. You are caught up. What is it? You and him has become so one until you don't eat until they say, you are prisoner. In prison, you don't eat until they say. You don't sleep until they see. Is that right?
Right.
Yeah, it doesn't matter how much you have a headache. You don't take medicine until they see. Is that right? That's exactly right. I don't do nothing until I see the Father doing.
Amen.
Until my Father says it. Me and him has become one so much that I don't do nothing until he says do. I become a... That's the rapture. That's the brother's house. What's the third thing? He takes you back to Eden. Where is Eden? That's redemption, brothers. That's where we fell from. So he takes you in the rapture. In the rapture, you are in Eden. Except this body. You are in Eden, brother. You are back there. Praise be to God. That's why the prophet said, in the second pool. That's why he said, there was that pool in the second pool. In the second pool, when the whole of God came in one man, in William Marion, in one man, he did things to show that was back in it. That one man was back in Eden. Praise be to God. That one man was back in Eden. What was in Eden? In Eden was saying, let there be, and there was. Praise be to God. Let this mountain go from here and go over there. That is why we had squeals in the second pool. Praise be to God. Why? Back in Eden. That's the rapture. Well, the prophet, this is bad, but just bear with me. In 1950-something, the rapture was in the prophet. 59. When he was making those quills, what is the rapture? The rapture is when God comes from heaven and you are caught up with him. And the prophet was caught up with God in the second pool. Praise be to God. He was caught up with God. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He was. I hope you can get that. He came and he dwelt in one man. That was the second pool, is that right? That pool is that same God being poured to. This is the mystery of God. That same God being poured now to the bride. The way God was one with you, this one man. That was the rapture in one man. Now, that one God, that same God now is poured and he becomes one with each one of you. And that's the rapture. What does that do? Takes you back to Eden. Takes you back to Eden. Praise be to God. Amen. Where all things are possible. Yeah. Amen. You become him. He becomes you. You say, let there be and there be. Let there be. Let's be there. Exactly right. Amen. What do you want? What do you want, Brother Branham? I want when the doctor goes with that knife or whatever the cut, the steam of me. When he goes there, this is what I, not you, God. This is what I want. I want when he goes there, it will not be there. Right. And the doctor has gone there. Reb Branham, do you know what? I said, yes, I do. Yes, praise be to God. Amen. Thus says the Lord. Thus says the Lord. Say whatsoever, hearty. Say whatsoever. And it will be happening. Now.
That's right.
If you want the war, if you want to become the president of the United States of America, now. Now. The president will resign. And you get to watch. Whatever you want. I will give you. Because that says the Lord. Where is that? That's back to Eden, brothers. That's back to Eden. That's back to Eden. To what? To redemption. God used all this to come to that. He used those steps to come to that. He was bringing us back to Eden. Rapture is bride back to Eden. I don't need more quotes. Just add up there. Let's go home. The rest of the quotes you can read. And if you have any question, because you can read, not that you can have a question, but you can read and wonder why is that quote even there? Okay? You might wonder, what did Brother Stanley think when he was putting there? Then we can discuss about that. And like that, but it's very good. You go down, did it slowly like that. Those quotes are very, very good quotes. The last quote there marveled me. It doesn't belong there. It doesn't belong there. The last quote that marveled me. I think I was in Kenya, and there was a big argument, and the Lord gave me this quote, and it really helped us. Because people don't believe that. The churches is over. This brother, this quote, the last quote, that brother, even me, it marveled me, brother. It really hit me hard. If you read it, the prophet is actually equating Laodicean churches, with the wrong tree in the Garden of Eden. You read it. He's quitting that. He's quitting the wrong tree in the Garden of Eden. You remember that there were two trees in the Garden of Eden? Mm-hmm. He's quitting that. He says the bride is the right tree. Laodicea is the wrong tree. And he's calling them trees. And he says the Laodicea now is the denomination of tree. It's the devil. The bride is Jesus. And like that. It's a very strong... It doesn't belong there, but I just put it there for you to look at it, for the people to look at. So, may God bless you. May God bless you. I know I've not said much, but it's okay. We can talk later. And I'm home. I'm back home. We can talk. Yeah. We can even sit down and talk and talk. And brothers, I love you. I love you, and I really miss you. And so sometimes, Brother Don, you don't know the importance of food until you get hungry. Until you get somewhere, you don't see food. And Sometimes you don't know the importance of your brothers and sisters until you go away and you have homesick. Yeah. You become homesick and you're missing them so much. And when you get home, you see them and you just love it and you like it so much. So praise be to God. Very thankful to the Lord for this great celebration and what he's done to us. Let's pray. Maybe, Lord, we are not able to explain these things the way it should be explained. But we know, Lord God, that this is not something that you can give to anybody, but it's only you who can make it plain. And Lord, we are here before you, praying, Father, that you continue, Lord, revealing these things to us, Lord, because this is our life. When we see these things, Lord God, it thrills our hearts, Father. We are so much into it, Lord God, that sometimes we forget ourselves, Lord. It's so great, Father. It means so much to us, Lord. And we are here pleading with you that, Lord, and we have ourselves, Father, that you open more and more. We can't get enough of you, Lord. We want to continue eating you, Lord. Please, Father, serve us yourself, Father. We want to eat you, Lord. Give us yourself, Lord. Open yourself more, Lord, is our prayer. Give us more faith, Father. Give us more revelation, Lord. We want to be better people, Father, to you. We want more and greater love, Father, between us, between you and us, Lord. Thank you. Bless the people. Bless these people, Father. Bless these brothers and sisters, Lord, that loves you so much, Lord. Even those that are not here, Father, bless them. Be with them. Be with them, Father, in every way of prayer. Dismiss us with a blessing, each one, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray.
Amen.
Amen. For the Lord, for you, Kevin. This one. God bless you.
God bless you.
Praise the Lord. You love him?
Amen.
Did you get something out of that?
Yes, sir.
That was really good.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Really good. And we thank God.
Amen.
We, where are we? Eternity. Eternity. Amen. Where are we? In the kingdom. What's the kingdom? Amen. Where does the rapture take you? Into his presence.
That's right.
And he's eternal. And the word is eternal.
Amen.
Amen. And we love him. And we're glad that you're home. We've missed you. Amen. I don't want to take a lot of time, but I appreciate it. Amen. And I tell you, one of the things that really was astounding to me, if I would have went to Pakistan and they sent me back, I would have said it wasn't the Lord's will. I'd have just went on right on my way, went to the next place, preached, whatever. I just said, well, that wasn't the Lord. But the brother, he had the leading of the Spirit.
Amen.
And he knew that God wanted him to go there.
Yes, sir.
And you know, before he left, that was his heart's desire. That was where God put on his heart to go there.
Amen.
And then Satan tried to close that door.
Right.
And he didn't take no.
Amen.
Brother, God bless you. That's powerful. That's where we're supposed to be.
Amen.
That God, by his Spirit, is leading his children. And brother, that is, to me, is nothing but the leadership of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And when you come to the wall, God made a hole in the wall.
That's right.
He made a hole.
Amen.
And you walk through it. Yeah.
That's right.
So it's just wonderful. It's just wonderful. And it was talking to. Let me stop. Hold on. Now, we don't know what's going to happen on Sunday. We don't know what's going to happen on Sunday. They're calling for snow and freezing from Friday all the way through Monday. And we're expecting, we're supposed to be in Florida. We're expecting to get out as it's starting, and we're expecting to get back as it's finishing. We're going to be flying out on Friday. So we don't know what's going to happen with the service on Sunday, but I'm thinking, of course, I would like to be here when he tells about the trip, and the rest will be coming in, they'll be here. But if the weather doesn't permit, would you like to just continue this on Zoom on Sunday, and then the people could just join in on the Zoom, and then the next Wednesday or Sunday, whatever. And it would be nice if it works that way, then we could just have a dinner. Of course, we could have a dinner anyways. I think that, would that work for everybody? So can we plan that? The next Sunday, not this Sunday, but next Sunday, we'll have a dinner. And then, so it won't matter what the brother, if he preaches this Sunday or if it ends up getting pushed off till next Sunday, that won't matter. He'll preach according to how he feels led. But we'll plan having a dinner the next week. And so we can welcome him back on the natural side. And so we appreciate the spiritual food tonight. Amen. And we are blessed. And we thank God. Amen. So God bless you. You're dismissed in the name of the Lord.
Amen.